Let's pray. Father, one of my favorite stories of the Bible is of Job. And Job tells you in the 42nd chapter of that story that he says that, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted." Dear Heavenly Father, we're so capable of being afraid, of complaining, of being angry, of grieving and lamenting over how out of control things are, over how evil things are, over how oppressive things are. The truth is, we don't always see your hand in things. We don't always like your ways. And we don't always discern your heart. The truth is, you are God and there is no other. You are all-knowing and we're not. You were sovereign over David's challenges and his personal failures. You were sovereign over Isaiah's burdensome ministry and the promises you gave him to proclaim. You were sovereign over Job's losses, over his misery and his dilemmas. You were sovereign over these with purpose and promise. Lord, throughout time you have given and you have taken away, but you work in all things for your glory and for our good. Surely we can trust in however you choose to write our modern story. When we're wounded, ultimately it's for our healing. When you enrich, it's so we can be generous. When you wait in our suffering, it's not to frustrate us, but it's to consecrate us into your bigger purpose. And when you say no, a greater yes is waiting for us. Father, in these times that seem so dark, continue to renew our thinking. Gentle our hearts and deepen our worship so that in our season of life and in the grand scheme of these worldly affairs, we in faithful humility will continue before all evil, before all the injustice, before all the world, affirm that you are God. And we are not. I pray, Lord, until the day when all is revealed, make the gospel bigger and sweeter, that we trust more as we witness your wonderful creation kill itself. Help us to see it with eyes of grace. I pray in Jesus' sovereign and loving name. Amen.